Be Informal, written by Pluxalol and read by Flower Parish. This is a Phineas and Ferb fic featuring the relationship Heinz Doofenshmirtz / Perry the Platypus. The lack of nightlife in Dansville was something Perry would never get used to. Born and bred in the crowded streets of London, he hoped that moving in with his brother's chaotic family wouldn't allow him for much of a quiet life. However, his nephews' frenzied grasps for summer fun only operated on the hours they did. As the sun set low in the sky and the last of Perry's work came to an end, a stillness you'd only find in the suburbs sat heavy over them. Perry found out quickly how little he could stand it. He raised a hand, turning towards his nemesis with his fingers twisted in a half sign, but quickly let it die away at the sight of Heinz. His face was turned away from Perry into the lights of the city below them, a frown set heavy into his features as he tugged on the edges of his turtleneck. There was something alarmingly informal about the scientist without his coat, like Doofenshmirtz without the honorific, or the way his monologues began to change from evil villain to more one-sided conversation. The way he was now Heinz instead of his last name, and the platypus was occasionally dropped in the rare moments outside of thwarting, and the agent just became Perry. Becoming this close was a dangerous thing. It was more than just feelings that were at stake. It was almost easier to let himself get swept up in this, to let himself fall for the man in front of him and say to hell with OWCA. It's easier to believe he's never had a secret life outside of Heinz. Not when the man had made more effort than anyone to communicate with him and really know him, in spite of every regulation the agency had blocking his way. The slight movement of Heinz stretching beside him brought him out of his thoughts. The man bent backward in an inverted arch, trying to reverse the effects of years of horrible posture, only to revert back to hunching over the balcony railing. Heinz didn't speak. He just went back to looking at the sight before them. If Perry had tried, he could have gotten his attention, but he didn't. He just kept staring. "Look at me," Perry thought. Heinz's nose wrinkled, its defined silhouette shriveling slightly against the silvery light, but it was only a result of the wind. "Look at me." Blue eyes looked pale, reflecting in glowing, watery colors as they flickered across the landscape, everywhere but Perry. "Look at me." Perry stepped back from the railing, keeping a careful eye on Heinz, but the man didn't turn like he hoped. Instead, he watched the scientist's frame, still against the bright lights of the city. His hands shook as they moved from his chest in clumsy sign, a gesture towards him, then one pulling from his chest repeated twice, and a gesture towards Heinz. His eyes were shut as he signed it, nervous but resigned that this was as brave as he got. With barely a sound, Perry was gone, leaving his words to hang in the air where his nemesis would never see them. "I like you." The end. Author's endnotes. According to research I did, there's no actual sign to indicate romantic connotations for the word like in ASL, so some just repeat the word twice. I wrote it to reflect that. Potficker's note. This has been potted as an ITPE treat for Lego Nerd. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed.